On Sunday, the Turkish community in Cyprus will hold parliamentary elections that could finally bring about an end to 3 decades of conflict on the island. Cyprus was effectively divided in two in 1974 when Turkey's army invaded to protect the Turkish minority from an imminent civil war with the Greek majority. Today, the southern part of Cyprus is mainly Greek, the northern area ethnic Turkish. If opposition parties win the Turkish Cypriot elections on Sunday, they have pledged to oust the old guard and bring about reunification of the island. NPR's Guy Raz has the story from northern Cyprus.
The people who live here regard northern Cyprus as an independent state, yet only Turkey recognizes it. The 80-year-old president of Turkish Cyprus, Rauf Denktaş, has led the self-declared state since the division of the island, and he's not about to give up his grip on power to opponents inside his own community.
If I let go and these opposition people win, then everything for which we have struggled, and that was merely non-domination by Greeks, all this will be wiped off and there will be no way of retrieving it.
For every 6 Turkish Cypriots, and there are only about 200,000 of them here, there is 1 Turkish soldier on the island. It makes Cyprus the most militarized place in the world. Every Friday, Turkish soldiers march along the streets of the villages in the north. The Turkish military regards Cyprus as a strategic base. President Rauf Denktaş is the military's main ally here and an opponent of reunification. But a growing number of Turkish Cypriots are tired of being isolated from the Greek side and tired of what they see as Denktaş's obsession with the past. Enter, then, Mehmet Ali Talat, a candidate for prime minister and a man who has pledged to oust Denktaş from the political power circle. Talat wants to reunify the island under a United Nations brokered proposal. He wants to do it by May because that's when the Greek side of the island is set to join the European Union.
Our main vision is to resolve the Cyprus problem, get rid of this problem, and take our people into the world, into the European Union.
For his part, Rauf Denktaş has accused the opposition leaders of working with the Greek side. He says the opposition is using the lure of European Union membership to attract young Turkish Cypriots with promises of a better economic future.
Opposition leaders are trying to lead these young people into the wrong path.
Talat says Denktaş uses fear to manipulate the community.
His vision is to have a perpetual division in Cyprus and have his kingdom under his control.
But the days of Denktaş's kingdom may be numbered. Opposition parties held rallies ahead of this Sunday's election. Here, the mood was energetic, the crowd overwhelmingly young and uninterested in the past disputes with the ethnic Greeks.
We're like in a closed cage. We have to open to the world. We want freedom of movement, traveling, everything.
The union will make things easier for us.
Eldi Eklen and his girlfriend Tulin Maniera hold views now widespread among young Turkish Cypriots. They're prepared to live alongside ethnic Greeks. But at a considerably smaller rally held by the pro-Denktaş parties, a completely different atmosphere. Here, the music was decidedly somber, the crowd older and more hardline. But could they live with the Greeks? 82-year-old Kemal Turen remembers the dark days in the early 1970s when civil war with ethnic Greeks nearly broke out.
No together, no, separate.
The old guard, though, may have no choice but to live together. Polls show Sunday's ballot will be close. And whatever the outcome, both sides concede they'll have to begin some type of negotiation with the Greek side, one way or another. Guy Raz, NPR News, Nicosia, in northern Cyprus.